Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Minister Regina Doherty has published the final report of the Data Commissioner's investigation into the controversial public services card. 3.2 million people have a card, but in today's report, 7 out of 8 findings are adverse to positions advanced by the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection. Among the key findings, there's no legal basis for any public body other than the department to use the public services card. It's needed for social welfare payments, but not when you're applying for a driving licence and the like. The blanket and indefinite retention of data from people applying for the card is also unlawful. The report also points out a lack of transparency when dealing with the public. Now, Fergal Keane's been reading the report. We'll talk to the Minister shortly, but Fergal, we've heard some of the findings already, but it's worth repeating what the Commissioner is saying.
Yes, it is, because the findings are comprehensive and categoric against the use of the PSC card for anything other than social welfare issues or services. Among other things, the Data Commissioner investigation found that there were significant gaps in what they quote the purported legal basis under data protection for the processing of personal data by the Department of Social Protection. There's no legal basis, they say, for the department to use personal data just to allow other public bodies to be able to use the card for identity purposes, that is, bodies other than social welfare. So then the question is then, if you were refused some kind of service from a group other than the social welfare and you had to go and get a PSE card, do you have a legal action? Absolutely, it seems that you do from what the findings are. Now, the blanket retention, they say, by the Department of Documentation and Information collecting during the registration for this card contravened the principle that personal data should be kept for no longer than necessary. And they also say that there was a serious deficit in the amount of information given to people when they were applying for the card. And now they do say that the Information Commissioner doesn't make any comment on government policy on the introduction of a wide-scale identity card. These findings are relating only to the information given for the PSE card.
And this report, and it's big, it's just landed in the last half hour.
Yeah, it's 172 pages long, so this is what I give you now is very much a first glance. Now, it doesn't give us any surprises from what we've already heard, but it's the comprehensive nature of the rejection of the use of this PSE card other than welfare is the notable thing about it. It says that a public body doesn't have the power to insist that somebody produces a PSE card before doing business with them. Any request along those lines is illegal. It categorically says that. That's any public body other than welfare. He says an individual doesn't have to give any personal information to get a PSE to do business with another a third party public body. The public body can't refuse to do business with a person if they don't have a PSE. There's no legal basis, they say, for welfare to issue a PSC where it's insisted on by another public body. And then it's also illegal for welfare to retain personal information other than a photograph or a signature. And then it finds that the department failed in a whole range of areas in privacy, in failing to provide adequate information to applicants or in the way they might pass information on to other public bodies.
All right, Fergal, thank you very much. Last month, the Data Protection Commissioner, Helen Dixon, speaking on the Today with Sean O'Rourke programme, she outlined what she wanted the government to do.
We sent them a very clear letter with directions. We have said that with immediate effect, they have to stop issuing new cards where it's for a person seeking to avail of a service with another body. And we've asked them within 21 days to write confirming to us the actions that they've taken to secure that. We have asked them to delete all of the supporting documentation that they have collected as part of the SAFE 2 process. And we've asked them and given them specific directions in relation to improving the transparency.
Do they have to do that? Can you compel them?
We can compel them, but what we have done in relation to those latter two findings about retention, destruction and transparency is we've said write to us within 6 weeks of an implementation plan because we accept there may be unforeseen consequences that we're not aware of.
Now, that was the Data Commissioner Helen Dixon. Minister for Employment Affairs and Social Protection, Regina Doherty, is on the line. Good evening, Minister.
Evening, Mary. How are you?
You heard what the Data Commissioner said there. She said that on the 16th of August. Have you complied with all of those directions?
Well, I think, as is on the record, we took a number of weeks to consider the both the letter that the Commission sent us and the report with all of its 8 findings. And the simple and short answer to your question is no, because we don't agree with any of the 8 findings. And we have written to the Commission to outline that.
So where to now?
Well, I suppose the position is that we've made we've reacted to the instructions that the Data Protection Commission gave us in the letter of the 15th. We've requested a meeting on a number of occasions to see if we could establish. There are some inconsistencies with regard to the findings and the instructions in the letter, and
like
some
what?
Of it's kind of technical.
Well,
so for
we need to get technical, Minister, then,
so,
because this is a damning report on your department and the operation of the public services card, and your response is that you've got problems with some complicated issues or fair procedures.
No, well, actually, that's not what I said. And our response, I think, is very clear and unambiguous insofar as that we disagree, and the legal advice that we've obtained from the Attorney General is that we have an incredibly strong legal basis to do exactly what was set out in the 1998 legislation, established in the 2005 legislation and amended thereafter in 2007, 2009, 11 and 13. And so we're not trying to be ambiguous in any way, shape or form, which is why we've been as transparent as we have been today, not only to publish the findings and the report from the Data Protection Commission, but to publish the correspondence that's gone on between ourselves and the Commission since then. I'll give you a small example of the difference between the findings in the report and the instructions in the letter. One of the findings in the report is that we should not, under data protection law, retain data indefinitely. I'm not sure what the legal definition of indefinitely means, but the instructions in the Data Protection Commission's letter is that we have to immediately delete all of the data that we hold on people, for even for people who've only got a PSE card from last week.
Supporting documentation, Minister.
That's correct, yeah.
Not the name and so on. It's the supporting documentation.
So to be clear, Mary,
that was presented to get
the data set is entirely different to the supporting documentation, and the discrepancy or the inconsistency is with regard to the supporting documentation. And that's only one example. But unfortunately, we haven't been able to meet with the Data Protection Commission staff. And that's why we are where we are today, which is why we're publishing
just
the report.
Just to be clear before you move on, you will not be getting rid of or eliminating or destroying the supporting documentation that you retain on 3.2 million people who've received the card?
No, because our advice, Mary, is that it would be illegal. And so if I acted as the directions in the Data Protection Commission's letter has suggested, I would actually be contravening the legislation that underpins the practice and the policy as far back as 1998.
Okay.
And that would be illegal. And that's the advice that I have. And with respect to my role and my job, which is defending the delivery of services in an efficient manner to the public which we serve, we regard the legal basis underpinning this service to be incredibly strong.
Will you stop any demand for the public service card for the delivery of services other than welfare services?
So to say again, Mary, the 8 findings in its entirety are not accepted by ourselves in government, and so therefore we won't be complying with any of the instructions with regard to the findings or the instructions in the letter.
Spell that out for the public. When I go to apply for a passport now, are you going to ask for a public services card?
So to spell it out for the public, insofar as that 3.2 million people in Ireland already have data or PCS cards, anybody that doesn't have one is usually invited to come in and to be registered under the Safe 2 process, and that allows them access all of the public services across government departments on a once and done basis. And so what you would be suggesting that we do is to go back and asking people to fill out forms in triplicate
across a number of departments. No, I asked a simple question. What are people to do now if they're applying
exactly,
for a passport and they're asked for a public
exactly
services
as
card?
They always
what
have
are
done.
People to do if they're applying for their theory test for their driver's their learner permit, and they're asked for a public services card. Are you saying it's mandatory or compulsory, or which that they produce?
In most cases, Mary, across all of government departments, with maybe the exception of my own, there are different ways that you can apply for services, and so there's a long form way, and so for argument's sake, you can go and you can get your forms filled out in triplicate and bring your passport or your driving license.
You're fudging
proof
it.
Of identity. No, I'm not. That's a way that you can go and access services. The efficient way for people to access services is those who have a PSC card can do most of their conversing with the state online. And that still is true. So for people who don't have a PSC card, nobody is absolutely going to make them get one. But for those people who do have and want to deal with the state efficiently, then, you know, 3.2 million people tell us, 9 out of 10 people who we conducted a survey
Minister,
with tell us that it does actually make the transactional engagement much more efficient.
Yeah, we will make it so difficult for people to interact with the services that it's going to be the only way forward will be to get the card. That is what you'll be doing.
No, Mary, it's not making it any more difficult. It's just maintaining the way it always was, which was cumbersome.
Meanwhile, we have a report that you're rejecting in full, all of the findings. And where are you going now? What is the next step?
Well, the next step is we have to wait for the Data Protection Commission to enforce the findings if they so wish. Because at the moment we don't have anything that we can legally appeal. So we, I suppose, await for the Data Protection Commission to send us an enforcement notice.
So you say the ball's in your court, Helen Dixon?
Well, that's just the reality, Mary, so...
The ball's been in your court since... Was it August 2017 you got the draft report?
No, I think it was that was the year that the Commission started their investigation.
Okay, you knew about the concerns since August 2017. When did you first receive the draft findings of the Data Commissioner?
So in August of 2018, we received a draft report from the Commission, which we responded to comprehensively in November of 2018.
Responses, did they run to hundreds of pages?
They did, yeah, they did.
And at that point, did you reform your Cabinet colleagues of the content of that report?
Well, the first instruction from the Data Protection Commission was that the report was to be treated as private and confidential and wasn't to be shared with anybody. We sought permission from the Commission to share it with the Department of Public Expenditure, given that they are joint responsible for the rollout of national services on an e-government basis. That permission was granted, and both myself, my department and DEEPER compiled a very comprehensive response to the initial findings in the draft report, and that did run to some 170 pages, and that was returned to the Commission in November 2018.
And where do you see this going, though? You say you're waiting for an enforcement order to come from the Data Commissioner. Do you then take it to the courts? I mean, what is the process? I don't know what the process here. What is the Attorney General advising you to do?
So again, it very much depends on what's in the enforcement notice, and given that we haven't seen it yet, it's difficult for me to be precise.
Well, what are the options? Yeah.
In normal circumstances, if an enforcement notice was issued to a department that it didn't agree with, it would take an appeal of that enforcement notice. In this particular case, it probably would start in the Circuit Court. The other possibilities are is to conduct a judicial review, but again, without seeing what's in the enforcement notice, it's a bit difficult to be precise.
Would you want to expedite this quickly?
Well, look, I'm very comfortable with the fact that the legal advice that I have given me gives me confidence that we are doing exactly what was established and set out as far back as 1998, and as I said, being reinforced in various pieces of legislation by various different ministers for social protection and employment affairs.
But in starting down the road now of legal challenges, you could be accused of kicking the can down the road and avoiding doing what ultimately you may have to do anyway.
But how could I kick the can down the road of doing something that I have no intentions of doing because I don't agree with it? And so where I have legal basis is that the legislation that was established in 1998, reformed in 2005, 7, 9, 11 and 13, gives me robust legal basis to conduct the government policy across an e-government platform as was envisaged.
And you know as well that lawyers will differ, and ultimately a judge in a court
will
have to decide, and then ultimately you may have to accept an outcome contrary to what you believe yourself. In any event, there is also another process now where the Examiner is reporting today about the second generation of the public service card, a further 2 million or so cards that are going to be processed. Is that
that continuing? Is that tender now?
Yeah,
that contract signed, that tender done, and those cards being
there's
prepared?
There's no iteration of a new version of card. I'm not sure where the examiner is getting its information from. The public services card is being renewed. The contract has just been renewed with a new agency to do what will be our second generation. But it's just the lifespan of a public services card is 7 years. We've come to the end of that and are starting a new card. I'm not sure. I haven't seen the article in the examiner. So,
but I presume the new card will have more and varied capacity or ability.
Well, there's no plan in the legislation
for example,
to have.
You can tap it.
No.
That's not going to be on the card.
Well, it's not in the current legislation, so I can't see why we would.
And how much are you spending now on the additional 2.6 million cards?
Again, it's not additional spending. The project that was envisaged instead as to roll out in 2005 sought to actually ensure that everybody was identified and registered under the Safe 2 process. The PCS card is a byproduct of that. It's only a token that's given at the end of the identification and authentication process.
And what's it costing?
Well, at the moment, I think we've spent just over 60 million. I think that's a very strong and good investment in the delivery of public services in a very efficient manner.
You actually don't know that yet. You're going to challenge the data commissioner's findings.
Well,
so ultimately, this will go through the courts, and ultimately,
that
60 million plus additional funding that you may continue to spend could be money down the drain.
Tell you what I do know, Mary, is that 3.2 million people have taken the time to come in and get themselves identified and registered under the Safe 2 process because they want and value to be able to do their business online in an efficient and quick manner.
Perhaps because they were told that it was compulsory and mandatory to get it by you.
Well, they're not. They were invited in. And actually, I think if you look at the finding of the first finding in the data protections 8 findings, is that she has entirely deemed it legal for the Department of Social Welfare and Employment Affairs.
She has the only department that it is legal for
and
use.
And that's the department that we were talking about a number of years ago.
But
sorry, to go back to what I was just saying to you a second ago, is that we have 3.2 million people who have registered extremely high satisfaction rates with the usage of the card. They value it.
And
it's my job to make sure that I continue to provide those services in an efficient manner for the people that we serve.
Minister Regina Doherty, thank you for joining us this evening.